Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi. Cosi.org.
Hey, Stabby baby. Hopefully you and Elvis and your guests can give me a little help on this one.
That's what we're here for.
So one of my best friends, we don't really get to see each other too much anymore. He's got four kids, and you know, some of them are pretty young, so I understand we don't get to hang out a lot. Basically, the only time we do hang out is playing video games and, you know, hanging out on Discord. Well, this last weekend, he casually mentioned that he has never had a blowjob, and he thought that was totally normal.
What?
Not having an asshole is more normal.
Way more normal.
For sure, buddy.
Way, not even close.
Not even the same realm.
Not even close.
Put down the remote, sock him off, be a bud, yeah. Finger his asshole.
Oh, that's hilarious. Should I blow my friend? Someone that said that.
Did it?
No.
Oh.
How do I bring this topic up again and convince him that's not normal and that he shouldn't accept life like this?
Yeah.
Love
this
you guys.
Guy's a hero.
Hopefully you and your guests can give me a little pointer on here, because I don't think anyone should go through life like that.
Absolutely.
Who is
absolutely.
This man? How do we all become his friend?
He's a good guy.
This guy's
married. His buddy's married. His buddy
four
didn't
kids.
Get the blowjob.
Yeah.
He's married.
Yeah.
He's got four
and,
kids.
And this guy's like, what the? Nobody's blowing my friend.
I mean, look.
This is bullshit.
Absolutely.
This guy's if pissed. I love this.
If he was a real pal, real friend, real
him?
Hero. Headphone off when they're playing video games. Tell them to turn on the TV, make the announcement, and then when the wife's in the room, say, suck them off.
It's through Call of Duty.
Correct.
You're telling
suck
me
them off, suck them off, suck
the
them off.
The TV is Fortnite's playing, and then she's walking through doing her stuff, and then she hears, suck him.
Suck
and
his
just
cock,
starts
you.
Like
killer headshot.
She hasn't heard about blow. She hasn't
suck
heard about
him,
sucking
you,
a man.
Blow
you
him. Selfish pig.
Yes,
suck
yes,
him.
Yes. I love this guy. This guy might be one of the only friends left in America.
Okay. Yeah,
no, this guy's great.
Absolutely, yeah, no, this is insane, right?
It's way less common than not having an asshole.
This is insane.
Nobody has an asshole anymore. Nobody, yep. Why would anybody have an asshole, says Alex. Just going to take it out whenever you want. Everybody's been blown.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been blown?
Yeah.
This is nuts. So I'm assuming this is the lady he's with, that's the only woman he's ever been with?
That has
assuming?
To be it.
What?
That has
and
to be
and she's never
it.
Blown him? And that's a tough ask after four kids.
That's what I was just going to say. So, like, as much as I feel for this guy, yeah. right, this woman... Figured out a way. She's yeah. living a nice, calm, idyllic life.
Crafty.
Right?
Crafty.
Never
lady.
Sucked. She clearly has no desire to suck dick. Not my kind of lady. I'll tell you that much.
Now we got you on a... See, you don't need an asshole, but you need a lady with a mouth.
Without question.
I hear you. I need both, personally.
Yeah, yeah. You guys...
I'm going to need both. Honestly, I'm just a man. I pay tax.
I respect that. Now, this... And again, her behavior is not something I... can accept ever, but
yeah, it's
hard.
This no,
guy's
cold.
What this guy's trying to do, this basically this woman is like, she's basically like a mobster who's been living quietly under witness protection.
Yeah.
And this guy is Tony Soprano yeah. dropping his wife
doing
off,
this.
Dropping
doing
his
this.
Daughter off, and then he's like, she's never blown my friend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she's and it's like, look, I don't agree with her philosophically, but he's trying to completely fuck her life up.
Absolutely.
He's trying to get her. And look, and I think she should suck her.
Kudos to this young lady, though, for going this long.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say kudos.
She doesn't want to do it. She's not doing it.
In her own life, yes. But I mean, how do you even have four kids? What do you guys do? You just walk into the room?
Because.
But you just walk straight in and do it?
Don't let me be the question.
Maybe a jerking.
Don't let me be the science guy behind this one, pal.
There might not be that much of a jerk either. It might be like one of these.
You never know.
Maybe she's a jerk master.
She's a jerk master.
Wet hand. Beyond wet. Yeah. Feels like a mouth.
Maybe she has some kind of, you know, dental issues. Who knows?
Maybe she had her tongue removed.
Yeah. But even then, it'd be like, you'd think one. Never!
I know.
Not one dick suck.
At this point in time.
But every woman this man has been with then has never sucked
a mouth. We're saying that this is the only woman he's ever been with.
Our guess.
I would imagine, yes.
Because you can't, there's a lot. Look, people like to say women, people don't like sucking dick. Grow up.
Absolutely.
And there's also,
and do we know how many assholes this woman has?
Just one or two.
Four, okay.
They're called her kids. I'm kidding.
Get them. Get those fucking children.
This lady, you'd only have to blow him one time. This guy is so ready to come. If you put your mouth near his bag.
Well, she's also horrible at sucking dick. She's
but
never
he doesn't know that. He has no idea.
He'll know.
He will know, but he's still going to come. And then he's not going to ask again.
I don't know. Some bad head is pretty bad.
You think it might ruin their marriage? The only thing keeping them together right now is his dick out of her mouth?
I will say this could very much destabilize this marriage.
Well, this guy's coming in hard. The friend is fucking... He's kicking in the Thanksgiving dinner door with two turkeys, and he's like, suck them already, for fuck's sake.
I'm actually... this again, to use another analogy, this does feel like... look... should have Saddam Hussein been in charge of Iraq? No. Right? He's a bad guy who did bad things. But you topple him and the whole region is chaos.
Yeah, that's...
you know what I mean?
That's the problem.
Yeah, you suck one dick around
you
here.
You suck this guy off once.
Yeah. You're making this a dangerous environment
for your
children.
And this becomes crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. The whole...
he might become addicted and be like every day.
Yeah.
The whole house could be in disarray, bro.
This is a situation built in a context I couldn't possibly live in, but maybe, it might, I don't know.
Maybe this woman is so smart that she understands that if she blows this guy once, he'll become like, like his Mr. Hyde, and he'll fucking run through the house attacking shit. To save her family's life.
They may be too deep.
It's crazy, because like this guy's trying to be America and install democracy and fuck everybody's life up.
I
agree. Philosophically, I think everyone should be getting blown and sucking dick. But
I would say his intentions are good. This man right here's intentions are good. Wait a bit. Let the kids go to school.
Can I just say this? How did we turn back around on this guy? This guy's the only...
no, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Hero.
It's the timing. Wait till the kids are out of the house.
This guy's going to go another 20 years?
He might have to.
No, that's fucking nuts. I'm back around.
Dude, what about the family?
Fuck the family. Dick's got to get sucked sometimes.
It's about what's...
Jesus Christ.
It's about what's... we're having two different discussions here. What's right... and what's practical, right? Because what's right is sucking dick.
And it's going to take... it's going to take 36 seconds. This guy's going to come harder than he's ever came before.
It's just introducing incredible chaos to this wedding, this union.
I don't know. It might not be. Maybe she loves it.
She doesn't love it.
Clearly.
Clearly doesn't love it.
No, she's not. She's not. No. She's definitely not.
So I don't know. If someone were to tell me this, I don't know how I would respond. Because also, it's like, here's the other thing.
Oh, yeah,
you know his wife.
Normal, yeah.
You know his wife. Is that surprising to you? I bet you I could... if
house
some,
code? big slippers?
You can tell if someone's never sucked
dick. Yeah, you can.
Sure.
You can. Hair
they're
disheveled.
Not fun. They're not a cool person.
That's hilarious. Those big Homer Simpson slippers where you just put your foot in the mouth.
And even just energetically, she sucks.
She goes like this.
There's no way you're a good person if you've never sucked dick in your life.
Yeah, you got
as a woman, I suppose, as a straight woman or a gay man.
We don't know if she hasn't sucked dick, though. We don't know.
That's even more sinister. That's even more sinister.
That's crazy. She's blowing everybody in town except
your husband.
We just know this guy hasn't ever gotten his dick sucked, and we think he's the only...
I wonder how old he is.
This is tough, man.
She's blown every guy she's ever been with. Maybe that's what it is. The other guys ruined it for her because they did that thing where they're like, she's like, tell me when you're going to come, and they didn't. And she goes, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this shit anymore.
Still, man.
It's a deep story.
This is love. This is the man who gave you four children. You're not going to suck his cock?
I would like, I'm not kidding, I'd watch an 8-part Netflix documentary about, I'm not kidding, about this whole ordeal. I want to know how they made the kids without any foreplay. I want to know this other guy who's like, buddy, he loves his friend. He's like, he can't not
those
blow
might,
my friend.
Those might be weird kids, eh? Non-blown,
born of no,
conceived
there was
children.
No. There was, well, yeah, I was a fucking test tube baby.
Were you?
Yeah,
you were.
Mm-hmm. So there was no. So, you know what I mean?
But you don't know that the cum that went into the tube wasn't sucked out.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
You don't know, dude. You don't know that for a fact. There's some of these sperm donors.
I guess I
could
ask my parents.
Yeah, there's some sperm donor clinics that have a woman there, a man there.
I'm really
That's one
pretty
wing
certain.
Of a hospital.
Yeah. I'm sucking pretty certain I wasn't sucked out of my dad's cock.
And asshole stitching. That's where they put
and
all...
put into my mom. I'm pretty certain I wasn't sucked out of my dad's dick and then implanted into my mom.
Well, shoved in. The shoved dick would in. Be the guy, you know...
Hot to a
it's
baby.
Interesting. I guess it's funny to think that in theory, somebody could have sucked my, not even my mom, like a nurse sucked my dad's dick and then put me in a fucking test tube.
And then, or just dripped like a bird, just dripped the cum into her while she's like upside down. Right
the doctor?
Yeah.
It's a guy, it's like the most square guy with glasses and a tie and he's sucking my dad's dick and then he's like,
what's that?
While my mom's in stirrups.
Suck this cum out of my cock and stitch up my asshole.
Yeah, we got a tough day in the surgery room today, buddy.
Oh man, one of these.
Suck another dick and then dribble the cum into a woman's pussy. Jesus Christ! How many times this week?
Yeah, baby bird that cum right in the asshole.
First of all, this guy again, his friend. You got to let him know that it's not normal. I think you got to let him know. Well, maybe you're right, man. Four or five
Start
kids.
With that.
Who gives a shit? I don't know. This guy's gone this long. He thinks it's normal. I don't know how he's even gone this far. Tell you the truth.
He's in denial.
How the fuck have we gotten this far? You don't know that it's okay.
I
don't want to attack him.
No,
I don't know what to
I
do.
Just
here.
Think,
man's in denial. He
and
knows
no one
denial.
Is more pro getting your dick sucked than me, but this is really tough. I just keep
it's a tough one.
I keep thinking of more destructive analogies, but like, you know how they say there's like cavemen diseases in the permafrost. And you thaw that out, and who knows? Like, you let this guy know how much he wants head.
Yeah, he
might
be a big
problem.
That's what I'm saying. He might be down at
a Red
Roof
Inn. Wait till the kids are out of the house.
20 years this guy's got to go. 20 fucking years.
We don't know how old the kids are.
I mean, look, you can bring it up again.
No, he said they're pretty young.
Then it's going to be a while.
So 20 years, this guy's got to sit there and wait. Just dry.
He doesn't.
Let him know it's not normal. Let him know it's not normal on the hat.
He's starting a Truman Show it, though, and he's asking questions.
Yeah.
He's at the beach being like, there's more out there. And his friends are like, just try the A&W root beer. He's getting antsy. The guy wants his dick wet. Right now it's covered in fucking crumbs playing
Fortnite. Let's give the lady a benefit of the doubt. What if she just has great pussy?
No.
It's possible.
That's no benefit. We can't do that.
He's bringing it up in a way that's not saying that.
This, yeah, I agree with that.
Stop,
I don't
again,
think that's...
As a man who's been blown hard.
Yeah.
There's no... It's a different thing. They're two different fucking situations.
It's true, but I will say this. I do know guys... The same way I know guys who have no interest in asshole. These are freaks, but I know guys who don't really want to... don't like getting blown compared to having sex.
That's
out there.
Yeah,
but
that's
you
not
still,
the same.
They're not going to turn it. They're not going to be like, don't suck me. Just ride me. You know what
that is? I know people like that.
Don't suck me.
And especially when they get into relationships.
They've had their dicks out.
All these guys that are like, she's my fucking queen now. She doesn't suck
me.
No,
not even that.
Whores.
That's crazy.
But you know what I mean?
I just mean a guy who mechanically prefers the feeling of pussy on his dick to a mouth.
But that's different than never getting a blowjob.
By the way, the woman before had a serious medical issue, and
this is the most robust debate we've ever had on this show.
We dealt with it.
We are dead
seriously
serious.
For about 90 seconds. We made fun of her for 15 minutes. Actually, dealt with it for this. We are locked in and having serious philosophical questions on.
I'm thinking about his children.
Yeah.
We're thinking about you've compared it to the Middle East Gulf War. Yeah.
You brought up Saddam Hussein,
and we weren't even. Even laugh.
You said head is going to destabilize the environment.
No, we didn't laugh
gonna
at all.
Run into his house.
I couldn't think of a better analogy.
That was pretty good, honestly. If he gets blown once, his kids might have to find different places.
Yeah, who knows?
He might be down at the fucking track just buying hookers. You don't know.
So, yeah, dude, I would say tread very lightly. This is a very interesting situation.
This guy, though, that wrote this email, he's ready to bust too.
Well, that's
They're
what I'm
both
saying.
Ready to go.
The thing is, to bring it back to the question here. Take yourself out of it, right? He's on a crusade.
He's angry. His last sentence is incredible.
He's on a crusade.
I don't think anybody should have to live like this.
And I would tell our caller, this isn't you. You're not the one not getting sucked. Okay? This is working for him. If the rest of his life is good,
bring it back a bit.
I'm scared. Right. But he's a good guy. I'm scared to end, to put this into the fucking.
But if this guy here's the thing,
he has great intentions, but he does have to just.
He has to slow play this
because
if he's not getting sucked, none of us are getting sucked.
That's how he feels.
You got to bring the entire country along, or people get left behind.
Dude, he's.
And I say no dick left behind.
I kind of.
Dude, he's
I agree
a fucking
with you,
team
but
player.
Here's the thing.
All this I is a guy you want I would say blocking is, for you on the offensive line. Crazy. This guy's a good kid.
Sure, he's a good guy. But
he's
I'm going to say you're going to have to slow play this.
It's probably
you're
going
to have to listen.
You go to the wife. You're saying
no.
You go up to the wife every once in a while at like a function.
He's not.
Or something.
There's no way you can look at
what's
her.
What's in your do this with your mouth?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh,
hey
yeah.
guys, I got popsicles for us. Yeah. Let's all eat these popsicles.
At one point though, this woman.
Let's have a who can eat the banana in less bites competition. She fucking does 12 bites.
Does everybody in the house have a gag reflex or just me? I start testing it.
So, okay, to wrap this up. To wrap this up, because we could go all day.
Yes. There's another hour on this for sure.
As a good friend, you're going to have to make yourself, just make yourself.
Great friend.
As a great friend, make yourself, you can't be, but you don't. Don't do any unilateral moves here. Don't do anything crazy. You have to be there as a support structure. Don't force the issue. Be there as a if it ever comes up again, be like, that's kind of weird. You're okay with that? And just kind of like be there as a place for him to vent. Guide him as it comes up naturally. But you do not shake the foundation of this strange setup. Go ahead, Nathan.
This completely different opinion. This man's got to go. You got to go straight to the source. You got to walk right up to the wife alone and go, the fuck's your problem? My friend has had a dick this whole time. And you're telling me right now you've never sucked it? You got to grow up.
Is he the only guy that knows or do other friends know? Because if he's the only guy that knows, let it be. Other people know. Anonymous letter. Slide it under the door.
You
sock
want,
buddy
you want
off,
the Jersey Shore
off.
The Jersey Shore season one. Dear Sammy.
Slide it
Ron
under the door
was
and backpedal away in different cursive.
Yeah,
like the Zodiac killer. Sock
all right,
buddy
so
off.
Look, those are three very interesting perspectives on the matter. Select your own.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.